As an Amazon associate, we earn from qualifying purchases. This podcast is supported by its listeners. If you choose to purchase something using links on our website, we may earn a commission. No books were warped, dog-eared, underlined with purple pen, eaten, cursed, cancelled, burned, or otherwise harmed in the making of this podcast. I'm Tom Tolkien, and this is the School Reading List, a podcast that recommends books you'll want your children to read and books you'll wish you'd read as a child. To kick off episode 10 of the School Reading List podcast, let's rip open some book post. And this one's from Little Tiger Books. It comes out in May. Away with Words by Sophie Cameron. It's also our fiction book of the month. Exploring the power of language and the beauty of friendship, this heartwarming story of self-discovery follows Gayla and Natalie's bond that transcends language barriers. Blending a compelling mystery with a deft and sensitive study of selective mutism, Away with Words is an important book that will challenge perceptions and open young minds. Highly recommended for Key Stage 3. Ah. And this one's from Cicada Books. Are We There Yet? By Sven Volker. It's our picture book of the month. Butterfly joins Bear on a long journey of self-discovery, surprises and reflection in this boldly illustrated picture book for 3 to 7-year-olds. Children will ponder decision-making, choices, goals and the meaning of life in this thought-provoking narrative journey into the importance of friendship and trust. Are We There Yet? Is a wonderful book to read, share and discuss with EYFS and Key Stage 1 classes. Glow, A Children's Guide to the Night Sky by Noelia Gonzalez. This one's our non-fiction book of the month for May. Packed with facts, short explanations, accessible challenges, history and STEM, this beautifully illustrated guide to the night sky covers 15 stars, planets and constellations to spot from your own home. Penned by NASA writer Noelia Gonzalez, the clear, precise text will appeal to a wide range of 5 to 11-year-olds. A visually spectacular and jaw-droppingly awe-inspiring read for primary-age children. Highly recommended. And from Otter Barry, we've got Rubbish, Don't Throw It Away by Linda Newbury and Katie Roos. Combining a brightly illustrated narrative with a series of tips and resource ideas, children aged 3 plus will be inspired by the raft of creative ideas for making unwanted rubbish into castles, puppets, masks, mobiles and more. With diverse characters and accessible short chunks of dialogue, this hardback is perfect to read and share in EYFS settings or at home. Packed with imaginative and meaningful upcycling fun, Rubbish, Don't Throw It Away is a joyful antidote to waste and leftovers. Ooh. And a reissued blast from the past, we've got Richard Scarry's Postman Pig and His Busy Neighbours by Richard Scarry. Join Postman Pig and experience his exciting day in this hardback adventure that's full of life, colour and enthusiasm. Packed with fun, quirky details to spot and an engrossing illustrated narrative, this classic will keep younger children gripped. A warm-hearted depiction, the story will show classes how people could and should get along together in harmony as part of a community where everyone looks out for each other. And this one's in our May book club list. It's from Templar. Little Explorers, Let's Go, Hospital by Catherine Ard and Ben Whitehouse. This is part of a series that's highly recommended. This chunky hardback is packed with facts and exciting comic strips and information-filled graphics. 3 to 6-year-olds will learn about all the highly trained people who work in hospitals and what they do. Peering into different rooms, readers can explore inside, and under the flaps, inquiring minds will find answers, insight and surprises. Let's Go Hospital is the perfect book to share and discuss in People Who Help Us topics. Also released in the series is Little Explorer's Let's Go Building Site, and both are highly recommended. And from Cicada Books, Forwards Always by Matthew Hodson. Incisive, clever and thought-provoking, this collection of poems is not only perfect to read aloud in Key Stage 1 and Lower Key Stage 2 classes, but it's ideal to spark questions and discussion. A goldmine for circle time, Forwards Always is highly recommended for imaginative 4 to 8 year olds who like to let their minds wander. The highly accessible font and vibrant illustrations will appeal to children who otherwise find longer texts a challenge. Ooh. Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is... complicated. By Nona Willis Aronovich and Karibe Marquina. Explaining exactly what it's like to grow up in 2023 in a positive and unflinching style, with accessible chunks of text and bold graphics, this impressive text for 8 to 14 year olds covers mental health, body image, family dynamics, friendship issues, being positive and achieving life goals. Comprehensive, personal and sensitively written, Growing Up Powerful is not just an invaluable book, but a friend, confidant and superpower resource for girls. Highly recommended for individual reading, book group discussion and Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 3 classroom libraries. Gwen and Art Are Not in Love by Lex Croucher. And this one's published by Bloomsbury. A hilarious and modern LGBTQ+ historical romance with a twist, Gwen and Art, two reluctant allies, face contemporary issues in a medieval world filled with knights, princesses, and political intrigue. With a witty writing style and engaging characters, this young adult debut is a must-read for fans of Rainbow Rowell and Alice Oseman. And this one features in our May Book Club picks. It's from Simon & Schuster Children's, How Far We've Come by Joyce Ophir Harmer. Oba, desperate to escape plantation slavery in Barbados, places her trust in Jacob, an outsider. But Jacob is from the future, and his idea of escape is in the 21st century. How Far We've Come is a powerful and unforgettable historical time slip novel that covers key themes of equality and how we interpret the past. Highly recommended for secondary school libraries, novel studies in years 9 through 11, and Key Stage 4 book club discussions. Broken Hearts and Zombie Parts by William Hussey. And this is out from Usborne. Jessie has just 1 month to do the seemingly impossible, complete an epic zombie flick to get into film school and fall in love before his looks are ruined. This dialogue-driven LGBT+ rom-com will leave readers gasping as well as laughing out loud, tackling the pervasive pressures of body image and expectations amongst gay teens and young men and promoting positive body acceptance, trust and reality. This is a YA book with a big heart that will encourage teens to accept people for who they are. And this is a cracking book from Faber Children's. It's a hardback. Choose Your Own Tasty Adventure, and there's a pun in there, by Sai Pathmanathan. This clever cookbook combines practical instructions with bright and inspiring illustrations. Each recipe needs only 6 ingredients, and the culinary tips encourage Key Stage 2 age children to be creative and to experiment. There's a diverse range of dishes for children to try, some with adult supervision, such as churros and stuffed paratha's, and others independently, such as basil pesto and sauerkraut. The interactive challenges add a zesty twist to the engaging and lively format. Thank you to all the publishers and publicists for sending us books to review here on this podcast and on our website, schoolreadinglist.co.uk. Here's our rundown of great new children's books hitting the shelves this May. No, not The Dentist by Stephanie Blake. Aaron Slater and the Sneaky Snake by Andrea Beattie. Straight Expectations by Callum McSwiggan. How to Build a Racing Car by Fran Scott. You Are a Story by Laura Dockrill. Wild by Ellie Fountain. Jody by Hilary McKay. Away with Words by Sophie Cameron. An Anthology of Aesop's Fables by Helen Ward. Glow by Noelia Gonzalez. Philosophy for Everyone by Clive Gifford. School of Phantoms by Corey Merritt. Holy Moly by Bethan Clark. Weird Sea by Sophie Burrows. Surprisingly Sarah by Terry Libenson. Where the Light Goes by Sarah Bernard. Willow Dean by Catherine Applegate. The Invitation by Stacey May Foles. The Isles of the Gods by Amy Kaufman. The Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School by Sonora Reyes. Time to Shine at the River School by Sabine Adeyinka. The Thief of Farrafel by Ravena Garon. More Peas, Please by Tom McLaughlin. Cosima Unfortunate Steals a Star by Laura Noakes. Manolo and the Unicorn by Jackie Azua Kramer. In Your Orbits by Lisa Valedson. Rivers by Simon Chapman. Rory's Room of Rectangles by Ian Eagleton. Broken Hearts and Zombie Parts by William Hussey. Marvelous Maps by Simon Questenmacher. There's a Hippo in My Toilet by Sam Taplin. And our picture book of the month is Are We There Yet by Sven Volker. Our non-fiction book of the month is Glow by Noelia Gonzalez. And our fiction book of the month is Away With Words by Sophie Cameron. Bookity book, let's get reading. If you're a teacher, librarian, or avid bookworm who loves children's or YA books, and you'd like to review brand new titles for the school reading list, get in touch by email. We'd love to hear from you. The address is reviews@schoolreadinglist.co.uk. Summer Reading Challenges. In this segment, we're going to have a look at how you can halt the summer slide by encouraging your students to read over the holidays. Get ready to unlock the magic of summer reading challenges and discover how they can transform schools and students into literary superheroes. Let's dive right in. Summer reading challenges have become a tradition in many schools, and for good reason. They bring a multitude of benefits that can make a significant impact on students' educational journeys. Keep listening for seven compelling reasons why summer reading challenges are a must for schools and students alike. Reading boosts vocabulary power. According to a study conducted by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, summer reading programs have shown a remarkable effect on vocabulary development. When students engage in extensive reading over the summer break, they encounter a diverse range of words, phrases, and expressions. This exposure to rich vocabulary enhances their linguistic skills and helps them to become articulate communicators. So, Get your students locked into summer reading. Watch their words soar like eagles and watch their vocabulary power take flight. Reading challenges can help prevent the summer slide. Research conducted by the National Summer Learning Association indicates that students who don't engage in reading activities over the summer can experience a significant loss of academic skills. Summer reading challenges provide that lifeline to combat the dreaded summer slide. By keeping students actively engaged with books, they continue to exercise their minds, strengthen their reading comprehension, and maintain their academic progress. So, don't let your child's brain hit the snooze button this summer. Keep it fired up with that magic of books. Foster a love for reading. A study published in the Journal of Research in Reading found that participation in summer reading programs increases students' positive attitudes towards reading. Summer reading challenges introduce students to a wide variety of books and genres, allowing them to explore their interests and discover new literary passions. As they embark on this adventurous reading journey, their love for books blossoms like a field of wildflowers. Tell your students, unleash your inner book dragon and let your love for reading roar louder than ever before. Reading during the holidays will enhance critical thinking skills. According to a report by the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, summer reading programs promote critical thinking and problem-solving abilities in students. Through the immersive experience of reading challenges, students encounter different perspectives. They analyze complex storylines and make connections between ideas. This intellectual stimulation nurtures their critical thinking skills, empowering them to become analytical thinkers and decision makers. So, before term's up, present your students with summer reading lists and set the challenge. Get ready to unravel mysteries, solve puzzles, and sharpen your mind like a master detective. Reading cultivates empathy and emotional intelligence. A study published in the Journal of Applied Developmental Psychology revealed that reading fiction can enhance empathy and emotional intelligence in young readers. Summer reading challenges, with less time pressure than curriculum reading, will help to expose students to diverse characters and compelling narratives that evoke empathy, compassion, and understanding. As they immerse themselves, at their own pace, in the lives of fictional heroes and heroines, they'll develop a deeper awareness of the human experience. Remind your class, open up your heart and let the stories you read ignite empathy within you, turning you into an emotional superhero. Reading builds cultural competence. The American Library Association highlights that summer reading programs offer an opportunity to explore multicultural literature and promote cultural understanding. Good summer reading challenges with diverse book recommendations expose students to books from various cultures, allowing them to celebrate diversity and embrace different traditions, languages, and perspectives. This exposure broadens their cultural competence, fostering a more inclusive and interconnected society. Let the pages of books be your passport to a world of cultures where understanding and unity become your superpowers. Reading books creates lifelong learners. According to a study by the National Endowment for the Arts, students who read during the summer develop a stronger inclination towards lifelong learning. By engaging in summer reading challenges, students develop a habit of continuous learning, curiosity, and intellectual growth. This habit becomes ingrained in their lives, transforming them into lifelong learners who never cease to explore the vast universe of knowledge. Remind every reader in your class, with each book you read, you unlock a new chapter in your journey of lifelong learning. The adventure never ends. So let's embrace the magic of books, dive into captivating stories, and embark on a summer of imagination and wonder. And to help you achieve this, we've produced a brand new, free, downloadable resource. It's an addictive card game that promotes new books and fosters an enthusiasm for reading for pleasure. And it's called Bookshus. A little bit more about Bookshus. It's our free to download printable card game for summer reading challenges, although you could use it at any time of the year. And it's ideal for library periods, reading periods, and sending home for alternative homework tasks. Bookshus introduces youngsters to new books and shines a light on high quality and recently published novels for children and young adults. It's infectious, it uses a compelling, engaging and addictive format with simple to follow gameplay to spread that reading bug. Readers will find diverse, inclusive and lesser known works, as well as learn interesting facts about the world of literature. It's perfect for your summer reading challenge, whether at home, at school, in libraries, or as part of a book group. There are four editions of Bookshus: Key Stage 1, Key Stage 2, Key Stage 3, and Key Stage 4. And each set of 34 cards features a diverse range of titles appropriate to that age group, all of which can be purchased from our website, either as individual books, class sets, or whole sets for each card game. For each set of cards, there's also a blank template so you can add your own books or create your own games. Every downloadable file can be copied, printed, put on your school website, sent in newsletters, put on your extranet or learning platform. It's all free to use. So visit the link in the podcast notes to find out more. Or visit our website, schoolreadinglist.co.uk, and you'll find it as a sticky item at the top of the front page. Bookshus, an infectious card game to promote reading for pleasure. Here's a selection of exciting new book tasters sent to us by new and self-published children's authors this month.
Have you ever wanted to be something like a skateboarding superstar and everybody tells you, you can't do it, you're never going to make it? Well, that's what happened to Katie Cat. In my book called Katie on Broadway by Ella English, she's a cat who just wants to sing. She spends all her time singing in her backyard and she just gets nothing but hate for it. Here's an extract. "Where did that acorn come from?" I yelped, rubbing my head. Jerry the squirrel poked his head out of the hollowed-out trunk. "Stop that screeching," he cried, shooting acorns at me. "It's singing," I said. I dug my claws into the branch. I didn't want to fall. "You know what?" Jerry yelled. "You're a cat. Cats can't sing." So check out my book, Katie on Broadway by Ella English. You can get it on Amazon.
Hi, my name is Saxon North Cornell, and I'm the author of the WYSIWYG's children's picture book series. So who are the WYSIWYG's? They're a modern blended family of mixed heritage, full of love and happiness. Mummy and Daddy are kept on their toes by their son Wizzy and their daughter Munch. The children are always full of energy, and they love to laugh and play. Every day with the WYSIWYG's is as bright and colourful as their hair. Movie Night with the WYSIWYG's is the first book of the WYSIWYG's book series. It captures the charm of family life and the fun of movie nights at home. Mummy and Daddy prepare some snacks for movie night, whilst Wizzy makes a cosy space with a little help from Munch. But which movie will the WYSIWYG's watch? Movie Night with the WYSIWYG's is available now on Amazon in paperback or ebook. Don't forget to visit my website, WYSIWYG's.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Joseph J. Pamilia, and I'm an author who likes to write books for teens on up. And my last book that I've just written is The Fourth Dimension, which you can pick up at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com websites in softcover and ebook, if you'd prefer. It highlights the slavery that occurred back in the 1800s, and with a nice little twist of mystery and paranormal, which I think you'll enjoy. Great talking with you, and see you later. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to get in touch and leave a recorded shout-out about your upcoming self-published children's book, have a look at our podcast webpage for more details. And to celebrate Pride Month, which takes place this June, here are 9 great books that you can recommend, taken from various lists on our website. And you can visit schoolreadinglist.co.uk to find out more about each one of these books and for ordering details. Let's dive deeper into these great books. This one from Amulet was one of our previous books of the month. Dear Mothman by Robin Gow. When Noah's best friend Lewis is killed in a tragic accident, he feels as if he's lost the only person who knows him as a trans boy. Reminiscing about Lewis's fantasy stories about cryptids, Noah finds solace in writing letters to Mothman, and over time feels compelled to find out if Mothman really exists. This memorable and indescribably powerful book for 11-plus-year-olds will be quite unlike anything else you've read this year. Ooh. And from Owlet Press, this book featured in our November book club, The Woodcutter and the Snow Prince by Ian Eagleton. Kai, a woodcutter, spends each Christmas Eve carving amazing statues, but no one visits, and each year he grows more and more lonely. Remembering his grandmother's stories, he decides to seek out the mysterious Snow Prince. Will his life change from gloominess into joyful happiness? With a stunning wintry cover adorned with metallic silver sparkles and vibrant full-colour illustrations, this LGBTQ+ inclusive picture book exudes warmth and positivity. If you have a forest school, there'll be lots of creative outdoor writing opportunities to develop. From the woods of wickedness and the woods of wisdom. The story is ideal to read and share with Key Stage 1 and Low Key Stage 2 at the end of long school afternoons. Ooh. And this one features on our Year 9 book list, Noah Can't Even by Simon James Green. Noah desperately wants to look like everyone else, but with a mother who works as an unconvincing Beyoncé lookalike and a father who isn't around, Noah is struggling with life. Laugh-out-loud moments of teenaged angst with a twist. It's a valuable literature addition to your school library. As Far As You'll Take Me by Phil Stamper, and this features in our Year 10 book list. Marty, a teen, flees a suffocating environment at home to pursue his dreams in the more gay-friendly setting of London. However, financial constraints, loneliness, and reality set in. Can he succeed and avoid returning to his religious upbringing in small-town Kentucky? It's a powerful emotional read appropriate for Key Stage 4. And from our Year 11 book list, Felix Ever After by Cason Callender. Teen Felix Love allows us an unfiltered peek into his world of angst, romantic longing and bullying as he reaches a realization that he might never find the love that he craves. With complex themes of transphobia, racism, destructive relationships and self-discovery, this modern coming-of-age novel is perfect for book club discussions with Year 11 to 13 students. Not only is this a sharply framed and beautifully written contemporary teen novel, but it's one that may well become a period benchmark for future generations. And another title from our Year 11 book list, Baby Teeth by Meg Grehan. This quite unique novel tangles the reader in a web of narrative verse that acts as both an intimate confidant and a surprising mirror into the mind of a vampire. Think of the disorientation of 13 ways of looking at a blackbird, the complex bond of let the right one in, and the honesty of solitaire. There's queerness, defamiliarization, surprise, and fangst in this accessible and compelling text that will both provoke and appeal to students in Key Stage 4. Any Way the Wind Blows by Rainbow Rowell, the much-anticipated finale of the popular Simon Snow series, does not disappoint. As Simon and his friends begin to question everything around them, they have to decide on their next moves. With everything up in the air, relationships are stretched to the brink. Will Simon and Baz reconcile? What will happen to Agatha? Can you, the reader, cope with the ending? The fast-paced, character-driven YA novel is an ideal staycation summer read for teens in Key Stage 4. Melissa by Alex Gino, formerly titled George. When their teacher reveals the class play for this term will be Charlotte's Web, George really wants the lead role of Charlotte. But there's a problem. Everyone thinks George is a boy, and the teacher says no. George knows she's always been a girl, and together with Kelly forms the perfect plan. It's a sensitive and empathetic novel, and one that's invaluable to help discuss trans themes with primary school children. And Tango Makes Three by Justin Richardson. This much-discussed picture book, based on a true story, provides a sensitive introduction to help younger children understand that not every family unit is the same, and that the key component is love. This is a great text to help foster ideals of respect and tolerance in Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2. And if you'd like to find out more about these books and how to order, visit our website schoolreadinglist.co.uk. If you'd like to get in touch, use the hashtag SRLPodcast on Twitter or drop us a line using the contact form or messaging button on our website schoolreadinglist.co.uk. And all the books lived happily ever after. The end.